You're now listening to the Eight Plates Podcast.
What? 1 minute. I'm going to grab my coffee, okay?
Yeah. Go ahead. Go quick.
Yeah, I forgot my coffee. I'm over here. I'm like, good evening. And he hits one high to right field. It's deep. It's gone.
All right, well, the show has started, so I'm just going to talk to them in the meantime and pretend you're
okay,
there.
Okay, give me 2 minutes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Go get a coffee.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah, see you next year, bro. Yeah. Go get a coffee. What's up, everybody? This is the Frickin' Eight Plates Frickin' Podcast, Shrine and Zin Spooky Podcast, no longer. Today, it's not spooky. I need some water. Ooh, that's some good water. Kirkland, this episode is brought to you by Sprickland Rock Water. This is a crazy episode, all right? Because the world is crazy today. Today, most people are outside having smokes, but not the good kind of smokes, the weed smokes. Basically, the point of this episode is to give people panic attacks.
All right, everything's okay.
We're still back. Welcome, everybody. Eight Plates Friggin' Podcast. Matt Gomez. Well, you say Gomez, but that's a joke, isn't it? This is a sort of funny joke.
No, it's Gomez. Yeah. people say Gomez. I fucking don't care, dude.
but it's an S, right? So it's Gomez.
That is the most correct pronunciation.
Because if you say Gomez, that's kind of like, okay, what are you doing, pal? You know?
What am I doing here?
No. The show? What's up, everybody? This is Matt Gomes. We're here 420, dude. We're here to blaze it up.
Oh, no!
Yeah, so honestly, at this point, actually, I have a very special plan. Midway through the episode, we're going to flip from an intellectual perspective to an even smarter intellectual perspective.
Dude, absolutely.
But for now, it's time to discuss what you... Actually, no, let's... Okay, I'm going to tease the intellectual perspective. I'm going to tease it.
Edge it.
Meta-analysis. Okay, we're back.
Oh,
okay.
Oh what?
On 420? Oh,
no. We're so back. So what are you today? You're doing I don't want to divulge any secret plans.
Certainly.
You are set to host the biggest, the most wild party south of the Mississippi.
That is absolutely
side.
True. Yeah. South of the Mississippi. If you continue to go south, and then go back up past, what's on the other side again? You're not going past China, right?
Antarctica.
You go down, then there's Antarctica, right?
Yeah.
And you're coming back up, and then I'm going through what?
Well, the other side's hidden. You know, when you have a map, they only show a half of the Earth. The other half of the Earth is hidden.
Well, you know how people always talking about like the dark side of the moon, right?
Yeah.
But nobody wants to see the dark side of the Earth. Like, what even is that? Like, you could drive there, but nobody does it.
But it's hard to see because your headlights aren't strong enough, right? It's all dark.
Well, that's so Pink Floyd, speaking of 420, they were kind of on to something about that, man, because at the time, they didn't, like, nobody had headlights. So they're like, oh, you know, like, it's the dark side of the moon. We're driving in the walls. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's all metaphorical. Yeah,
Uma Guma, also a great album.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The one where he's like, Uma Guma.
Yeah.
Uma Guma. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, you know, there's the one where there's a great album, my favorite Pink Floyd album, actually. I like to say this because no one's ever heard Pink Floyd. They just heard the three songs, right? I mean, I've heard Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
But so my favorite album is the one Adam Hart Mother, you know, where it's like a cow. There's a cow's ass. Sorry for the language for the ladies.
Oh, yeah. Sorry for the ladies out there. We're going to get a little raunchy tonight. We're getting raunchy.
This is broadcast radio, damn it. I can say
it's DC and the pig in the morning.
Yeah, so I'll go straight ahead and say it. There's a cow's ass on that album, okay?
Yo!
Put sound effects. Yeah, so yeah, man, it's there's one called Adam Hart Mother. It's called the same thing as the album. And then I remember Roger Gilmore. David Gilmore.
Yeah, Roger Gilmore is the international pedophile.
I was going to say sock salesman, but yeah, it's both, actually.
Yeah, he still talks. Yeah. He sold the Chicago White Sox to Walmart people.
Yes. May I interest you in some socks? Yeah, anyways.
I am selling socks.
Oh, no, wait a second. That's for the intellectual part. We got it.
No. No.
Gilmore. Okay.
Gilmore.
Good evening, Gilmore. Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing about Adam Hartmother. David Gilmore. He's like, yeah. I don't know what we're doing when we did that. That was too goofy. We went too goofy.
But I love it. If you're a Pink Floyd man and you're setting boundaries and you're being like, this is too goofy.
Yeah.
I think he should sign up and just be a regular ass Red Floyd. You know what I'm talking about?
I know,
we all do that shit around here in the Pink Department.
That's right.
We're innovating.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's
you
like
see this fucking mess, bro.
No. It's going great. Look, this
is great
because it shows you have a wild side.
Yeah, I got one side.
you got like a piano keyboard over there.
Oh yeah,
you have pedals.
Yeah.
You have all sorts of crates. You know,
stadium seats. Yeah, candlestick.
Is that a UAV case in the back?
Yes, that's my UAV case.
Anyways, back to Pink Floyd. So we're there.
Dude,
I love the album, though. The album, it goes...
Okay, a little more. Give me a little more.
There's like a cool, like, it's like...
Whoa! Were you doing like a modulated analog delay right then?
He's bending down
and twisting the knobs. It's like a fucking sunk cost show.
Oh no! It's first of all, this is real music. You know, you turn the knobs, you put the high pass.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like a fucking Ibiza. David Gilmour at Ibiza.
Okay, everybody. Yeah, he's got a Spanish accent for some reason. It's amazing.
Yeah. And he's just virulently racist.
Well, no, here's the thing. These people, they kill racism because they're so high, they can't even tell different colors apart. It's over. That's
why we had to bring it back.
No, this is a hot take. I'm just going to break the... this is another teaser for the intellectual moment, okay?
Okay.
I think that when you have two people, you know?
Yeah.
It's the content of their character. That defines what they are. You know what I'm saying? I can love a black guy as possible.
I could love a black guy as possible?
That's absolutely possible on this earth.
Nah, dude, I totally understand, man. That's how I feel, too.
Hell yeah. No, but
people are always like, how do you feel? And I'm like, I could love a black guy. It's possible.
It's amazing because it just confuses everybody. Like some, you know, the racists are gonna be like, "Okay, this is sus. We gotta kill him." But then, the other side is like, "What do you mean? What do you mean by that? You can't."
Yeah. Like, well, why do you have to say that? It feels weird.
You know, it's like when there's like a person from another planet, like an alien.
Yeah, I'm always doing that.
In the movies, there's an alien, but he can't speak English, so he knows one line, one sentence.
Yeah, he's like, hello, help me. Oh, please help me. I don't know her.
Exactly. So that's what I do. I just say, I could love a black guy. And then you say that again.
I could love a black guy. I could love a black guy.
He's possible. You have another tag as well. Anyways, back to Dark Side of the Moon, though. I will say this one thing about
him. Yeah.
Michael Bay Transformers.
Oh,
that's also the dark side of the moon. Were you at the right age?
Actually, I feel like at that time they had headlights.
Yeah.
And you could get around. You could go to the back side of the earth. That's why I'm always asking about stuff like that. A hard-hitting question.
Well, because
the moon. I heard enough about the moon. It's fine. You know what I mean?
David Bowie's freaking son made a movie about it. Who cares?
Oh, my God. The moon.
Yeah.
The moon. The moon. Yeah. Oh, big deal, man. Yeah. What about the dark side of the fucking earth, man, right now?
Yeah.
Right now, where is it?
It's the third world, actually. That's a really bad way to put it, the third world. Like, everybody
is it
like...
New Zealand? Is it New Zealand?
Kiwis, Taika Waititi. What do you know about New Zealand, real quick? Two things, real quick, off the dome.
Two things about New Zealand. Moana, coconut.
That's both Hawaii.
No, Moana's not Hawaii. That's New Zealand. It's a common misconception.
Moana means family. Is that true? Is that what it is? Or am I? Is that Lilo and Stitch? That's Hawaiian.
Yeah, Lilo and Stitch is Hawaii.
Okay.
I could go upstairs and ask any number of children who are here legally and by their own. Listen, they're here because they want to be here.
No, of course.
Yeah. Absolutely. I have nothing to do with whatever's going on up there. Honestly, I just work here.
So back to away from the dark side of the moon, where we're talking about you are setting up the wildest wild style party.
Yeah.
Anywhere geographically, honestly, you can go right and okay. left. You can go okay. diagonal even. You'll never find a party Ooh. More wild on this Fuck. 420 than the one that you're organizing today. So what can you tell yeah. us about it? You know, we'll really break the spice on it. You know, spill the tea.
All right. First things first.
Yeah.
If you don't wear a suit,
yeah,
you're not getting in. Okay.
yeah. Of course.
Okay. This is a professional.
Yeah.
We're doing it up professional.
Yeah.
Okay. Second thing.
Yeah.
If you bring weed and the weed's got a name like okay. dog dick or, you know, nuclear cat cock or fucking rat semen or what? Yeah.
I don't want to cut your flow. That's a good flow you're going on, but we can pause the flow. And here's the thing. Weed doesn't have any grotesque names like that.
Wait a minute, does it?
I don't know.
Bro, I've been smoking snake semen for years.
No, because it's legal here, so it's the government doing it. The government can't go too crazy.
Oh, okay. So like, the government's like Jolly Good Mate or whatever they call it.
Absolutely. It's like Strawberry Twist. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Le fromage.
Le bon ton brûlé brûlé.
Le fromage.
I see clouds of green.
I see clouds of green. Smoke white. Hell yeah,
Thank
brother.
Thank you so much. It's a beautiful world. So please keep going.
Yeah. I sound like that Japanese guy that sounds like Louis Armstrong.
yeah.
Yeah. No.
That's a fair descriptment. Yeah.
I get that all the time, man. When I'm at work, people walk up. They're like, are you the Japanese guy that did Louis Armstrong in blackface? I'm like, no, I just sound like him. That's good.
Yeah. Thank you, Carol. Yeah. See you later. Yeah.
Yeah, and I only work with Carol. Because it's just her. Every day she says it. I think she has dementia, honestly. Oh, wow. I don't even think she's supposed to be there. I think she got in and just kind of, you know.
Well, that's kind of sick. You land a position at a job, you know, at a company.
Yeah.
At a Fortune 500, KPMG. And then you go to Fortune Summits.
I'm always going. Yeah. It's just like this party, right? This party is coming up a little later today. You know, like I said, bring your suit.
Yeah.
Bring your unnamed weed. I swear to God, bro, you're at the door. I'm not gonna be at the door. I'm gonna be up in the VIP. But if I'm looking down at the door, right? I got a telescope because the VIP is like it's away, dude. So I'm looking down with my telescope at the door.
I
see some dude roll up and he pulls out one of those bags that looks like fucking, you know, it's weed, but it looks like a bag of Funyuns. You know what I mean? And it's like a kid skateboarding and it's got a name like, you know, just for instance, Whale Dick, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm just radio to the front. Yeah, Robert, could you get that guy out of here?
Yeah.
Robert, could we get that guy out of here? Don't let him in here. I know he's got a suit, but he's got cat cock. Get him out of here. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
Your station, like the Mandalay Bay shooter, just like overseeing the entire thing. Yeah.
Exactly. But I'm shooting people with knowledge.
No, you're shooting people with other people. Basically, you're like...
I'm using people to shoot knowledge to other people. And what I'm doing is I'm lightening your horizons and I'm expanding your consciousness.
Business idea.
Think about listening to 311 backwards while you're looking at a lava lamp and you're playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, dude.
Never happened to me.
Think about that.
This is all before my time. I'm sorry. I'm too young.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Like your consciousness, it's like this right now, dude. But if you try to get in the party, you're not wearing a suit.
Yeah.
I might expand it Mandalay Bay style.
Okay. So how much do you allow the suit category to be expanded upon? You know, can I come in like a costume?
Suit armor. Yeah. Lawsuit. You can come with a lawsuit.
Is this a party? Yeah, you've been served. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. You could be there if it's suitable.
Yeah.
Like if it's suitable for you to be there, that's totally fine.
Okay, so you go really abstract with this party. That's why it's a good party. Because sometimes this party's too literal. It's got literal partying in here, you know? Music.
It's about ideas. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If people are going to be getting wrecked, there's going to be, you know, it's going to be bedlam. It's going to be wild. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be like, it's going to be a lot like if Coachella, right? Imagine Coachella, right?
Yeah.
But also people are playing cornhole. It's Coachella where people are playing cornhole and the music, it's just corn.
Yeah.
Like it's Coachella, but it's kind of like, think about Cornchella with cornhole.
Cornicella sounds like an Italian dish. It's like a cornicella.
He's a cornicella.
That's the only food available, by the way. We don't know what it is yet, but we're going to have to make cornicella. Yeah. Look, here's my problem with your party. Here's my problem with your goddamn party.
Hey, fucking tell me, dude.
Fucking
I'm ready.
Piece of shit party. It's 420.
I'm fucking, bro. I'm not doing it right.
No, because
I need
of
to
all,
know.
There's got
to
be dancing and partying. There's no dancing and partying so far. All you talked about was the entry conditions. You enter your party and there's nothing going on. Yeah.
Well, that's the whole basis of the thing is just to see if you can get.
Thanks for coming.
I did say Korn would be playing, bro. So I mean, like, if you can listen to Korn without dancing, well, you know, God bless you, but you don't belong at this party.
Well, that's Freak on
Leash.
I'm
sorry.
You're holding from you know.
You know what my favorite Korn song is, dude?
Tell me.
The one where it's like, you know what I'm talking about?
I remember that. Yeah, because it was online, but I forgot the name of it. It's not anything crazy.
I believe it's called Korn.
No, it's not called Korn.
I'm pretty sure it's called Korn, dude. Sorry, Korn, I got a little choked up even thinking about you not knowing that. I was like a little.
It's not called Korn, though.
No, I'm pretty sure it's called Korn.
It's not called Korn by Korn on the album Korn. No way.
Yes. Yeah. And they played it Kornchella. And we were, you know, selling little mixed up drinks, cornitos.
Cornitos. Hey, we're selling cornitos.
If you think about it, here's the deep thing about Korn. Every single language it's natural to say Korn in every language, okay?
That's so true, dude.
Because you just put the Hispanophonic, you put the Hispanophonics on, you put the freaking Italians on.
Japanese guys walking around going, Korn.
That's awesome. The French, of course, Korn. So I'm telling you, the entire world, basically everything except, I mean, Indian even, Korn.
Korn? Hello?
Or Arab.
Oh, damn, I went like French Indian, right? That was wild.
And here's the thing, dude, if you don't speak a language, you can still make the accent.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Wow. I can do a freaking French person speaking Spanish. My Spanish reading, I have books in Spanish. I can just read, but I'm not like a good guy. I'm still a terrible person.
I can read French and Spanish and I'm still bad. Yeah, I mean, that would probably get you in the party, bro. You go up to the door. Yeah, you bring your French Spanish book and you start going, look, dude, I am not good. They'll be like, get your ass in here. Come on in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know Korn's playing right now?
Yeah.
They're playing Korn. So they're playing Korn from Korn.
When Korn by Korn on the album Korn is playing, is it playing live or is it someone just pressing a button and having it play over
screen? No, it's them. It's them. Honestly, bro, they're not doing great right now. It's like $100 to book them. Although I did have to get them suits because they're let's face it, they were not going to get in unless they were playing. You know what I mean? Like if they just walked up, like, oh, hey, we're Korn. I'd be like, I'm looking down the telescope. Like, get your ass out of here, dude. Don't bring that fucking weak shit,
Bobby.
Dude. Don't bring that weak ass shit.
Okay, here's the thing. Also, have you heard the new song by Papa Roach? They're emotional now.
Oh, no. I quit doing that years ago.
No, but it's funny because Instagram, YouTube puts it back in your face and you're sort of like, oh, we're back.
Oh, damn.
Papa Roach, you know, the guy who's like, cut my life into pieces.
Yeah, yeah. They're from really near where I'm from.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
The top
I had
of
seen
showbiz.
Them.
The peak
when
of showbiz.
When I was younger, I saw them. I saw them. I don't want to brag here, but I saw them kind of before, you know, kind of before they got big. Okay. I knew about Papa Roach. Okay, boys.
Yeah. That's what I say about bands as well. I'm just not old enough to have seen them when they're actually, you know, young. But now I'm like, actually, I've seen them way past their prime. Actually, when they were fucking doing 20-seater gigs, I saw them live. Yeah.
Well, they sucked then too, so you're not really missing anything.
Whoa, Papa Roach? Nah.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Okay. Well, when you do that, now I'm kind of, oh, shit. All right.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Papa Roach as well.
Yeah.
They have an album cover.
No,
I can't wow that like that. That's too much.
Do you think that guy was trying to learn Crazy Train? Like every, 15-year-old sitting in it, and he was just like, oh, fuck. I'm just going to do this shit.
Hey, remember being completely delusional and thinking you can play and thinking you can actually play Crazy Train note for note? And you were improvising some shit that's like sort of like that. But it's like, oh, yeah, I'm basically Randy Rhoads. I can do it.
Oh, yeah, dude. I was a 14-year-old with a guitar at one point.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Crowley, yeah, I got like a 1/15th of the notes correct. Yeah, I got it, you know.
I will never kill myself crashing a plane into a bus. That's just not going to happen. I couldn't do it.
It looks like a GTA 5, you know, when they have reels and there's GTA 5 footage going in the background. It's like, that's weird. How do you do that? How do you crash a plane
Randy Rhoads actually invented GTA. I don't know if you knew about that. Randy Rhodes, he was the bassist of GTA.
You know what that stands for, actually?
Ooh, hang on. Got tax, Amir?
Is that really your guess? There's a comma in the acronym? Come on, yeah. Now. Come on now. It's yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Greater
it's like,
Toronto
It's like
area.
When you walk into the corner store. Got tax, Amir?
Greater Toronto area.
Greater Toronto area?
Yeah.
Okay. What do we do with that?
Oh, it's not for the show or anything. It's just... Okay, here's what someone told me as well recently. Like, I hate it when people say... Actually, it's not true. Someone put it on their like little notes thing on Instagram app.
Sure.
Instagram, YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instatube. Yeah.
And then so they were like, I hate it when people say we got this before GTA 6. Shut up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. I mean, like, I would just disagree.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's cool when people say that. Yeah. Because, I think it's cool when people go like, we have Pakistan nuking Israel before GTA 6. Honestly, you know,
how dare you? First of all, how dare you? Pakistan?
No. Yeah, Pakistan.
It's Iran, dude. It's us. Come on now. Let's not get the credit away. Pakistan, what are they doing? Pakistan.
Well, so what I think is going to happen, right? Yeah. Israel, they're doing their little...
Yeah.
Whatever you say, you have to do it in this accent. The fat Israelis, right? They're fat and tight. Everybody's shit over there.
Welcome, everybody. It's the Cockney Breakdown.
We talk about fucking football. We talk about fucking Iran.
It's time to end the Israeli apartheid, right? That's what I'm thinking. Right.
Welcome to fucking talking blokes. It's my bloke DC.
They can't even have fucking lard beans or something. You know, the breakfast, English breakfast.
If I was British, I couldn't even say my name. Like, McDermott. It'd sound like fucking a blender eating rocks.
Yeah. Well, you probably wouldn't have this comical accent. You probably have a normal speaking voice. No?
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably would. Yeah, because I sound crazy, like, talking like this. I'd probably sound more normal.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Look, here's my lyrical breakdown. If you were an extra... I'm not a linguist, okay? But I have...
No, yeah.
But some of my ancestors were. So I have some linguist background.
It's like kicking around back here.
Yeah, well, you know, I stepped down the bus and people were like, excuse me, it's whom? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, dude. People love that, by the way, because they're like, well, did I say it right? And you're like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, fuck, dude. Thank you. My bad.
Yeah. Immediately afterwards, they offer you something.
Yeah, yeah. Can I give you... me and my wife are going to dinner right now. Would you like to join us?
We can drop the wife. Yeah, exactly. This is the...
Yeah, we can drop her, dude. I'll fucking... I don't even like her, dude. I mean, honestly.
She doesn't know the
I don't know why I'm doing
whom,
this.
Whom, yeah.
Help me. Get me out of here, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to talk. But I didn't know how to talk.
That's not even true. How do you get married without knowing how to talk? You know what I'm saying? Unless it's like a running gun.
It's kind of like a sort of like an arrangement, right?
Yeah.
I think that's most of it. Because like if I couldn't talk, I'd be like, hook me up. You know, I'd be writing shit down. Write it out. Someone hook me up.
Well,
arrange this.
I've been watching lots of Indian movies from the 50s. And there's like, there's no one talks during the marriage ceremony. So maybe your husband's deaf.
Oh, fuck. Well, did you? I'm pretty sure that most people from like certain regions, like Bengal or, you know, whatever. Where,
yeah.
You
know Bangladesh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking Kerala.
South London. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Bloody fucking South London.
We're back. Yeah.
And we're back, folks. if you're Indian, you're from certain regions, like nobody can hear.
Oh, yeah?
Nobody. Yeah, yeah. It's just death.
It's just like space. Death. That's how.
Yeah, that's why
NASA
shit smell.
Went there
that's why
test.
I do be smelling so crazy. Because like when you can't hear, you all your other senses, they got to be taken over. So it's like they communicate like ants, like with the scents and the smells and shit.
Anthony Cumia. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, dude. I'm always him too. Absolutely. Omi Jalili, fucking
Abu Bakr Al Baghdadi, the leader.
Yeah,
of ISIS.
Yeah, famous Indian regional people. Let me see, fucking OJ Simpson.
Dude, rest in peace. We haven't spoken in person, still not yet. But I mean, we haven't spoken over not text basically since our the juice died basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, man. All I can say is we lost a great running back, and the NFL really needs him right now. I mean, who you got? Who you got
Me
left
too.
Right now?
Here's the thing.
Here's
the thing. I was actually hoping he'd make his comeback soon.
You got Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
Keep going. Sorry. I'm gonna.
No, nothing. Just Josh Whedon, Josh Jacobs, Josh Mann, Josh Mann. Josh Peck, Josh. Josh.
Orville Peck. You got Orville Peck, running back. You got
Clark Gable.
Omid Jalili, famous running back.
Barbara Stanwyck. We got
Washington football team.
Yeah.
Jeremiah.
Just that's it. That's the whole.
That's it. That's just the guy.
Hey, here's the thing. You know how they do these like paintings of like Humphrey Bogart and James Dean or whatever having a cigar over an old bar or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know where it's
absolutely
where there's like Al Pacino, Tony Soprano, and fucking Bobby De Niro and all the you know Al Pacino in a different mm-hmm. role. It's funny because they put the same actor in two roles. Either way, you should have. We should make this with the football team, and every player in the football team is a classic Hollywood star.
So that'd be amazing. For instance, you could have all right, Robert De Niro, obviously. I mean,
no,
he's gonna be.
We're talking Clark Gable, Barbara Stanwyck.
Oh, okay.
Judy Garland,
Sammy Hagar,
F.W. Murnau from the 1920s.
Yeah, F.W. Murnau. I was about to say that. Buster Keaton.
Mary Pickford, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Julia Roberts, Sydney Sweeney, Omid Jalili.
Who's this Omid guy? Who's this Omid guy?
Look him up, bro. He's like a famous comedian. You don't know Omid Jalili?
I don't know comedy. That's the thing. That's my problem.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's pretty obvious.
I'm very serious. Actually, it's a choice. It's not like not you know.
I don't know comedy. You know what's funny, dude? I don't. Everybody's always hitting me up like, "Have you seen this guy's special? You're a funny guy."
In which context? Who the hell texts you up saying that? Yeah.
A lot of normies, like a lot of people you hang out with, they're just like normal people. They're like, oh, do you like this funny guy? This guy has a special. Do you know about this man? And I'm just like, absolutely not. I have
no
idea.
The people who sound like that in my life are not normies. They're very close, very, very close friends. but that's
good morning, DC. How are you doing today? Do you want to be silly little guys on
it's
the
not,
internet?
We're you know very never married artist is what I call them. But basically,
all right, yeah.
Basically, yeah. You were saying that they talk to you about like John Mulaney.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, hey, have you heard of this John Mulaney guy? He's gonna be the next Omid Jalili. You know, shit like that.
Dude, I'm pretty sure Omid Jalili is never gonna appreciate you telling him that he's famous.
He had a very no. He hasn't. Yeah, I don't think anybody's known who. I think he had like a decently successful
Omar Jalili comedian.
Omid brother. Omid.
According to IMDb, Omid Jalili, an actor and stand-up comedian, born in London to Iranian parents of the Baha'i faith.
What would?
He's Iranian.
No way, he's Iranian, dude.
Omid, with a name like Omid Jalili, I'm shocked you didn't pick up on that right away.
No, because he's got a disgusting fucking head, that guy.
He's a chubby guy. He's kind of like, plug. you know that guy Fluffy? He's like Iranian Fluffy.
No, this is, okay, sorry, that's a good point, because I don't know Fluffy. I don't know.
No, you're right, yes. Yeah, he's
Fluffy,
a fat guy.
Yeah, the comedian.
Yeah, the Mexican guy.
Yeah, I just told you I don't know comedy, though, so I don't know why you just start bringing these up all the time.
Bro, listen, I don't know comedy either. I'm bringing up references from, like, the late 90s, early 2000s
okay, so this,
right
now. This Jalili guy.
Yeah. Oh, bro, you know what's wild? He looks like fucking... Oh man,
Stanley
this is
Tucci.
not good radio right now.
No, it's guys, let's take a few minute pause just to think about who we're
he looks like a guy, let me tell you. He's the fucking dude, the dude from Whiplash and Oz and shit. He kind of looks like a Iranian version of
J.K. Simmons? No way.
No, I'm not thinking I'm sorry. It's dude, I'm an idiot. The guy does the voice of Bob's Burgers. What the fuck's that guy's
dude,
name?
H. John Benjamin.
Yeah, he kind of looks like that guy.
No.
He looks like if H. John Benjamin had superior Iranian genes.
No, not bad, but he actually looks like a disgusting turtle. He looks like the BoJack. In BoJack Horseman, there's a guy who's a turtle.
Are you standing up for H. John Benjamin's looks right now?
Yeah, absolutely. He looks just like Archer in real life.
That'd be fucking wild, dude. If he looked like that.
Hey, but you know, people, that's what people think. There's always people who are like, yeah, he's handsome. He's handsome because they don't know that the character is not modeled off the guy. When you do voice acting, it's just the voice that counts. It's not the.
That's crazy. So I'm a big baseball fan, right? Yeah. So I'm used to guys who have beautiful voices like this, and then you see them, they look like absolute microwave dog shit. They look like your dad's friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, that's
good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sunday Night Baseball. You know,
that's the funny thing about it too. They're never extremely ugly. It's not like the freak. It's not like the Phantom of the Opera, that fantasy that people have. That oh, it's
no. Yeah.
They're just normal people. The normality is the most shocking part of it, because they're not extremely ugly or extremely handsome. They're just there.
That's so true, dude. And I'm always talking about like shocking normality. You know what I mean? Like
shocking normality, breaking my walls, breaking the norms, and eating the balls.
Shocking normality. Gonna do a Mortal Kombat fatality.
I got them all, dude.
Yeah, dude. Red Hot Chili Peppers. I haven't reminded you in a long time, and you know they're my favorite band of all time. So
of course.
Actually, though, for a long time.
They're a very good friend of mine's favorite band, and bro,
you don't like that? You don't like
that? I cannot do it. I unironically absolutely despise that with every fiber of my existence. No, that is the worst shit I've ever heard in my life.
It really, standing in line to see the show tonight. Dum, 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 dum. Heavy glow. There's by the way,
all the Red Hot Chili Peppers memes, just bust them out, you know.
California, California.
No, I was actually singing a song. Yeah, but you know what else? Also, you know Olivia Wilde, the doctor from House.
Yeah, sure.
She directed a music video for "Dark Necessities" by the band by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Dark Necessities?
Yeah.
He's like, well, you know what his dark necessities are, right? I think he's on a couple of lists. So that's a pretty,
spooky Hollywood phenomenon.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
have you seen the AI Michael Jackson movie?
Do they call it AI Cole Jackson?
No, that's it's my Cole, but it's M-A-I.
Yeah. Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Bro, my brain is not working. The Gilbert Gottfried voice, but he's talking like, he's talking in like street slang.
Yeah. Here's what's the crazy. Also, I go ahead and do that. But the thing is,
of course. So whip that one out. Pull that out.
I think you're the only person in the world who still remembers Gilbert Gottfried. I loved him, but he escaped my mind. Like, I don't think anybody's
I love
keeping
Gilbert Gottfried.
I don't think the legacy's kept alive by anyone like you. You know,
I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best. I hold the torch for two, Iran.
Yeah,
Gilbert Gottfried. Yeah. And if Gilbert Gottfried was Iranian, I can't even think about that. I can't even think about
that. Strawberry milkshakes.
Get to Israel. You know.
Well, that's the thing. You can't really convert that to anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
MP3.
Does MP4. Dot wave. Dot flack.
Do you say that? Do you say dot wave? I say wav.
I say dot wave because it's a wave file. Look at it on the screen.
Yeah.
What's it doing? It's waves.
No, it's not true. Actually, it's going into my ears as sound.
Dot AVI. Dot BMP.
Yeah.
Dot JPG. Dot.
JPG.
DNG. Dot
XCF. All right.
Dot the XCF. Yeah. Of course. I'm just, listen, guys.
This
you need to know your file
where
formats.
The show becomes intellectualized. All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the intellectual section of the show.
Yes. Good evening.
What were you supposed to do here today before we just turn this into a birthday show celebration? We were supposed to do a bit of the jicks. The
right, brother. Yeah.
So the problem is, no one can make it at this time, unfortunately. Neither Haley nor Mick, and just doing like role playing with another man online is less embarrassing when there's like multiple other people there.
Well, that is so true.
I thought it would be a little weird to be like, hey, okay, now your character says this or whatever. Okay.
But
I think it's very cool to talk to another person about art, you know, and analyze art online. Therefore,
let's
can
talk
do this
about
like sort of analysis, this like behind the actor's carriage, behind the actor's carriage, the studio
behind the
within
actor's carriage,
the studio within the studio, the head of cabbage, you know,
100%. I'm analysis. James Lipton.
What's the point of this? How does it affect society? It's a Broadway. It's an off Broadway success. You know, this show. It's
surely.
So it's like at this point you just got to analyze it and try to make a buck off of yourself, you know?
Yeah, I'm always doing that, dude. People are like, how do you make a buck? I'm like, clearly off of myself.
Yeah.
Haven't you seen this?
Yeah.
Have you observed this? I'm like, can you appreciate aesthetics? Do you understand art?
Yeah,
do you have a degree?
All right, so what do you have to say about the jicks? The jicronomicon, sorry, jicksonomicon.
What?
We have to analyze the Jixonomic concept. We're just going to go back through the first two episodes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, we're breaking down the Jix. I like the Jix. I think the Jix fucking rocks. I think it's very funny. I think that it is a welcome and interesting, very funny thing.
Please, let's stray away from judgment. We don't want any positive or negative review. We just want a straight analysis. What does
it represent? Straight analysis. Iran.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It represents.
Do you ever get long hair and you're just trying to become Eraserhead?
Haven't had long hair in like 20 years, brother.
What happened? Did you cut it off?
No, God punished me. I was getting too hot.
Are you actually bald?
Fuck yeah, bro. Me and my brother both started going bald as hell at like fucking 19 years old.
That's me. That's literally me. That's incredible. So you're like a role model. So how do you deal with it? Did you go off and like shave it off on one go, or did you wait for a long time? Like how did you?
No, I shave that shit. I shave it. I don't fucking care.
Immediately?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been shaving my head for a million years.
No, wait a second. I'm saying with the second you start Norwooding a little bit, you shave it all off?
Oh, yeah.
You wait a few years until it became embarrassing? Okay.
No. No, I didn't. I am a dignified gentleman. I do not allow such a thing to happen. Wouldn't happen to me.
Yeah.
I ain't going out like that. You got to take ownership. You say, fuck you. This is me. Yeah. I decide. You don't decide. I decide.
Okay, you're coming off as very confident, but at the same time, you're wearing a hat. So I don't know.
Well, I'm wearing a hat because it's baseball season.
That's a good excuse. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, if it's hot outside, I ain't wearing a hat. I don't care. Hey, man, I don't give a shit.
I'll be a beam of light, dude. I don't care. I'll reflect that shit in your eyes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got a question for you, man.
Sure, man.
Do you believe in life after love?
That's exactly the song I was thinking of a few seconds ago.
Yeah, I know.
Shit.
I know.
Cher, you know, Cher is no match for other singers. She's no match for Barbara Streisand.
Ooh.
But Cher sang,
Hot take.
Alfie, starring Michael Caine. Alfie starring Michael Caine. In that movie, Cher sings the final song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a serenade.
Think about that for a second. It's a serenade.
Well, think about this. Think about how generous Cher is.
Ellen?
No. No, not Ellen. I'm not saying degenerous. I'm not saying how degenerous she is. Yeah. I'm saying, think about how generous Cher is.
Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time.
Why do you think they call her Cher, bro?
Once I built a tower to the sun.
It's because she's selfless.
Brother, can you spare a dime?
Her real name's like Martha or some shit, but they call her Cher.
How would you do in the Great Depression?
For me, it'd be kind of like a great enlightenment type period, because I'm, yeah, I would. Yeah, other people are all bummed out. They're like, oh, I got no money. Oh, yeah. I got to line up for food or whatever. I'm like, whatever, bro. I'm counting my oil money. I'm counting my railroad money. You know what I mean?
No, this
I'm
is all...
driving down the street,
but do you,
running
do you,
over bums.
Do you know any good begging songs, dude? Do you know any begging songs?
Begging songs?
Begging songs, yeah.
God.
Begging you. No, that's not the one I'm thinking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't mind stealing bread from the miles of decadence. Yeah, okay. That's a good one.
That's awesome, but that's too modern. We want some oldies classics, dude.
Oh, classic Crosby, dude.
Once I built a railroad.
Once I built a railroad with a Chinaman.
Once I built a tower
to the sun.
You know,
and rivet and love.
Popular culture has ruined music like this for me because I can't hear something like this without thinking about like Fallout.
That's true. The,
or like
or the
fucking
Shining.
BioShock or something.
Or the or the Shining, for example.
Or the Shining, yeah, sure. that also.
I really
that.
Had to bring that. Well, actually, just like the Shining. Actually, it's like exactly what.
It's exactly like the Shining. Frankly,
it's just like the Shining. The Shining did it bigger and better.
Do you have like more dated references than that?
Less brown, dude. No, but it's crazy because this is a great song. Once I built a railroad, because it talks about
once.
Once.
is a fucking Guatemalan guy. Once I built a railroad.
Made it wrong, made it. Listen, this is the worst version of all time, dude. The George Michael made the gayest. I love gay shit, dude. I love gay
shit.
Yeah,
sure.
I live and breathe gay shit all the time. But at the same time, this is George Michael's version of this song, dude. It's so horribly.
No.
It's like, once I built a railroad.
I'm going to turn on George Michael right now.
Kind of cool.
It's got like a Sade vibe.
Now it's done, brother. Can you spare?
This is a really horny version of a fucking bummer song.
That's what I'm saying. It's hilarious. Like,
yeah.
Brother.
Like, nah, dude, don't sing it like that.
It really makes you think of the worst things he's done for a few pennies and a few nickels.
That's what I'm saying.
Nickels,
because,
yeah.
Like, you know, the first version, I'm thinking of like a fucking wino in a barrel, like down on fucking, you know, 24th Street in old New York, and everybody's just like broke as hell. And then this one, it's like, it sounds really soft corey. You know, it's like fucking two guys on a boat. You know what I mean?
Well, it's so funny because there's no way the guy who sings this actually built the railroad. Maybe he designed the drawings for the poster.
Well, he's not Chinese. So, I mean, immediately discredited.
It's just wild. The face physiognomy as you had back in the day is insane. I mean,
everybody looks like what we think a vampire looks like now. He looked like a vampire. Look at her too.
No, but so Judy Collins, we're back. This is actually we're going down the Brother Can You Spare a Dime rabbit hole.
Yeah.
This is also an awful cover. Judy Collins, she just ruins
they
the song.
They used to tell me I was building a dream.
She makes it all like dreamy and weird, like mamas and papas. You feel like
she
starts singing, "Oh, the leaves are brown." You know.
You know what's funny? I hear that and then immediately go like, "Oh, Lana Del Rey was listening to this." You know what I mean?
Your entire view of everything is based on like modern stuff and how they got inspired. Basically, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, I could just draw the conclusions. You know, I'm a very successful musical artist, so I kind of understand this.
Yo, that's
sort of
so
thing.
True. Misery Engine.
Yeah.
Now you're doing like, you're doing like, you know?
Yeah, I make like drum and bass, you know, a little bit of jungle, you know. I
but
was
that's
in a couple
not released.
Of
that's never released.
Metal
though.
Bands. And no, not yet. I'm going to, you know, I'm kind of dragging my
So
feet.
You're not a musical artist, you're a musical scaredatist.
I think I've achieved plenty in my time, actually. So,
no,
you know,
actually, you're
really
worse.
I got nothing left to prove, really. I don't know. It's not a big deal. Yeah, it's not a big deal. I actually got a DJ mixer like right here next to me. So, you know, I could pull that out any minute.
You got a DJ next to you?
I got a DJ next to me. Whoa, is that guy jacked?
Review, bro? No, that's a Photoshop. I love
this. Okay, I was like, that would be insane if that guy was jacked. The guy that eats like Burger King and goes, "This is the worst Burger King I've ever had." I'm like, yeah, bro, it's fucking Burger King.
But doesn't Judy Collins look like a Review, bro, a little bit?
Judy Collins looks like a Coachella van lifer.
No, but I mean, come on. Yeah, that's funny, but at the same time, look at this.
That guy, he just looks like a Dahmerite. You know what I mean? He looks like it was either reviewing cheeseburgers or like disappearing people. You know what I mean? And he went the cheeseburger route.
They say he's running on empty. I'm gonna.
He's got a little bit
bun.
Of that like incel shooter vibe. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, for sure. But he's too chill. He's too chill to be an incel shooter. Look at this. This was him as a kid. He's been doing this forever, dude. Now he's
fucking
like 35
Hufflepuff
years old.
Puff over here.
He looks like a British teenager in this one.
What? Yeah. He's out of his mind, dude. This kid is wild.
Oh, review bro. Yeah, I mean, look, he's been doing food reviews of the worst foods on earth for like 12 years now. That's crazy.
How is he not like 6,000 pounds?
Because you don't have to eat that much. Americans, that's what Americans don't understand. When you like some food, you don't have to eat 10 of it. You could eat one.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't eat fucking 10 of it. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
No, but I mean, you eat more than you should, you know, if you're fat. This guy eats less than he should. That's why he's skinny.
He does look like, he looks like concerningly thin. He looks like his skin is like a fucking t-shirt on a coat hanger, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's another Korn song. I love T-shirt on a coat hanger.
Yeah, but, yeah. You know that Korn song?
I built a railroad, made it run.
Oh, damn. Is it this Korn cover that? Can you find a Korn cover? Brother, can you spare a dime?
I just
That'd
see
be wild
the,
as hell.
I just want to see all the covers that exist, and we're just going to rate them, actually. This is a music podcast all
right.
now.
Yeah, yeah. We're kind of doing like an Anthony Fantano sort of thing right now.
Yeah, I'm going to cry on it. Oh, no way.
Of course. See, this is fucking why. This is why. It's on Bioshock.
This is
Thank
so
you.
Embarrassing. So Bioshock.
What the fuck was the first thing I said? I cannot listen to music from the 30s and 40s without thinking about like fucking Bioshock or Fallout or some of that, because pop culture has destroyed everybody's fucking mind.
It's wild, man. It's really wild. Look at there's a coral here. The guy has a Hitler mustache.
Those guys don't look like the masters of anything.
Mark Hansen.
Yo, oh yeah. No. It's Jason Mraz. It's just fucking Jason Mraz, dude.
I used to build a real banana. Yeah.
I want a Chinese guy doing it.
Yo, let's Chinese, let's check it out.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
Honestly, if we can't find it, we can always use euphemism for Chinese. So for example, piano.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Piano, violin.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Who
Look
the
at
hell?
This kid. I don't know. These people make me sick.
This guy is such a nerd. I want to see what he does as a cover.
Okay.
He used to tell me I was building a dream.
Jesus Christ.
And then I followed the mob. When there were roads to pave or guns to bear, I was right there.
I just love, because look, all these depression songs, not like depressive, but like Great Depression, they were sang by these, you know, maybe idiot losers, but at the same time strong men. This guy could not lift a barrel off of the floor.
This is depressing. This version of this is making me depressed. This guy is
sitting in a Brooklyn apartment thinking about the Great Depression.
My God.
They're on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream.
They used to tell me.
Just because it's an old song doesn't mean you have to do that.
Yeah. They used to tell me, see? Why didn't I build a railroad? Made it run, Peter.
I don't know, dude. I hate this guy, dude. This guy fucking sucks, dude.
Peter!
But and this the swing of the head when he's playing the guitar.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
With peace and glory ahead. Oh, now.
That reminds me of fucking Pearl Jam, dude.
Like, it sounds like he's doing a fucking bit. I can't take this guy seriously.
I don't know. I don't know who he is. This is... It just says Rusty Cage. I don't know. Tom Jesus Jones... God. So it's a cover. I don't know what's going
I'd
on.
I'd like to put him in a fucking rusty cage, and I would like to fucking pelt him with rotting vegetables and fucking shoot at him with a BB gun.
I want
to
do like a Two-Face Batman sort of bad guy deal, where you just put him in a cage and slowly dip him into acid, but then
stop it. Absolutely.
Catwoman comes and saves him at the last second, so he doesn't actually.
Harvey, what are you doing, Harvey?
Kristen Beauville. Yo, hell yeah. Oh, No.
I cannot.
For the audio-only listeners, there was this like cool older gentleman playing guitar, piano, and he's playing it fantastically.
He played very well.
Yeah, for the few seconds, and then there's a fade-in. There's a secret fade-in.
It's like an 80s style like fade in wipe almost of what looks like your drunk aunt's friend,
but it's only half of a wipe. Look, because it's not.
Oh no. Oh no.
And then you have this thing where some women think that after they pass an age, they just can't be themselves. They have to cake on 10 kilograms of makeup. So that's what's going on here, really. Like, look, everybody's ugly. Just deal with it. Just be ugly like the rest of us. Don't try to mask it with like.
This
powder.
Is wild. But you ever watch videos of like monkeys climbing up fucking power lines and just getting blown the fuck up?
Yeah, people love.
I know
that.
you're a monkey fan.
I'm a monkey fan. I hate.
Yeah,
that.
You're a monkey fan. No, I hate that too. So this is the thing.
Yeah.
Every now and then someone will send me some shit like that, and I'm like, don't send me that.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that. I don't like that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, I appreciate beauty. I appreciate life. I love the world. You know what I mean? I love everybody. I want everybody to have a good time, including the fucking monkeys.
I mean,
so
look,
I want people send me videos of guys getting shot at 7-Eleven or fucking monkeys getting blown the fuck up by electricity.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that. If you send me that shit, you're done. I block you. I don't want to talk to you. And if I know you in person and I do it, they go like, hey, would you like me on Instagram? I'm like, stop sending me vile, disgusting shit. I appreciate beauty and fucking, I'm not fucking brain poisoned. Like, all these other fucking lunatics are like, I love watching videos of guys doing road rage mass murder. I'm like, fuck you.
You can't be cool. Absolutely. You can't be cool anymore. It used to be you listen to heavy metal, you're dark and twisted. Now it's, I watch Live Leak. That's my cool. That's the cool dark factor. The dark side of the moon sort of deal. You know, like that.
I'm getting too serious right now, but that shit fucking irritates the fuck out of me. Absolutely. That's a type of dude. Like, and I'm like, be a better type of dude. Appreciate good.
There's two actually. There's ones who actually do that. Like the people who actually are just like, it doesn't even do anything to me anymore. I just see people get shot in the face in the favelas, and I smile. You know, that disgusting piece of shit. But there's also another person who's like a troll. He's like,
yeah,
you thought it was going to be a funny video about like a kitty running around? No, they're dying. You know, that sort of.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
You don't like those trolls? Guys.
No, I don't like that. I don't want to be trolled by somebody sending me something like that. If you like for real, like I'm like that's bad vibes. I don't fuck with that. Fucking,
no shit.
Like
you're
I
not
said.
12 anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it was funny. Yeah. OK, I'll be honest. I did that when I was 12.
When you're 12, that's when fucking you have no moral compass. You're learning the world. You're fucking deranged. Yeah. You're not a formed human being. You're a little like Schmeagle fucking character. You
hey,
know?
Cool. That was me 2.5 weeks ago. Okay, don't talk.
Hell yeah.
About it. But yeah. No, but seriously, like you do that shit and it's funny, but then you grow up and then people are actually like they continue. Or same thing with it goes this exact same way with like the what's it called, like the political thing. He's just like, what do we guess? The fucking, you know, it's like.
Yeah, that's a whole other.
It's funny to no one except you.
It's just stupid.
Yeah.
It's just fucking stupid. You know, like I said, man, you appreciate life.
Yeah.
Have love in your heart.
Yeah.
And appreciate beauty. That's all you got to do. That's how you have a good life, man. You don't have a good life. Let me find a video of a girl being stabbed in a fucking elevator. So I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm a monarchist. It's like, fucking get out of here, dude.
A monarchist?
Like, all right. Ooh. So, you know, these fucking internet fringe political people that like, they have no beliefs. No beliefs. They don't believe anything they say. What they have done is they've ingested so much meme culture that the acid, the caustic nature of that shit has burned a fucking hole in the last part of their brain that had any goddamn sense. So they think they're like a fucking 37-year-old edgelord fucking going like, I believe in fucking dynastic monarchy and fucking, you know, or like I'm a modern fascist. It's like, shut up, bro.
Fascist I've seen, but at least fascist, I feel like it makes more sense in this because they have no... Like, as you said, it's nothing. They have no political thoughts. They just look at the pictures and they look kind of cool. So, like, okay, whatever. Like, I want to Louis Vuitton.
But that's not fascism, right?
Yeah,
this is like, it's a sign of a sign of a sign. It's a copy of a copy of a copy until you're looking at pictures of a fucking meme on Instagram being like, that's what I am.
That
doesn't exist. That is not going to exist. You know what I mean? Like, there are modern incarnations of fascism that do exist, but it's just suburban dad brain.
Yeah,
if you're a suburban dad brain, you're a fascist. Like, that's what it is. You know what I mean? Like, those guys are fascists.
Yeah.
Think about how they think, what they want the world to be. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not going to be everybody gets cool boots and
no, it's the NIMBY HOA fucking guy. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's fascism. Like, that's what fascism is now. Fascism isn't, like you said, is a bunch of people marching in line and everybody looks fit and beautiful and they're wearing designer clothes. That shit's gone. That will never happen again.
And also, at that time,
it was fucking gay.
And it was never actually it. Like, it wasn't... Most fascists were just starving like the rest of them, everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. They had cool boots. Like you said.
But here's the thing about at least that it's completely brain dead, but at the same time I understand how you can go down that route because there's pictures, etc. How do you go down a monarch route? How do you
because it's the next logical step. When you're in the fascist group chat and you guys are fucking being like, I'm more fascist than you. No, I'm more fascist than you. Oh, here's my little picture of this guy. Oh, here's my picture of this obscure Spanish fucking Franco guy or whatever. You know what I mean? And there's only so
like
long
Tommy Shelby. I'm more fascist than you. Yeah.
Right. There's only so long you could do that before like the next logical step is actually I'm a lord. You know what I mean?
Incredible. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like that's the next step. It's just like the fucking ultra cringe, like fucking furry trans internet culture around like, you know, Stalinism and shit. You know what I mean? It's the flip side of the coin. I know it's a cliche thing to say, but that is it. Those are the same guy.
Nah,
it's the same fucking dude.
No, it's not. I saw a furry on the bus, dude.
Was he fucking swinging a hammer and sickle around and saying fucking we need a revolution or you know? Because no, if he wasn't, yeah, that's just a fucking furry weirdo.
He had an okay. You mean specifically the communist furries?
On the internet political spectrum because these are not real politics. This
awesome.
Is fake. Well, they just party. That's all. They're like Dionysian. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Sodom and Gomorrah.
It really is. I mean, for you, it rocks.
I'm gonna buy a $7,000 suit and have sex with people in other $7,000 suits. It's gonna be like Megatron.
Yeah, dude. So wild shit. So fucking my wife's stepdad.
My wife.
My wife.
Yes. Yes.
My wife. Very nice.
Yes.
thank you. Thank you very much. That was boring. Yes. Yeah. How much? So my wife's
your version of the suburban home dad who's a fascist is like you have a secret Borat hidden. You just need the trigger words and I can just.
Yeah, exactly. And we all have a little bit of that suburban dad inside of us. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, that's why it's a gradient. It's not a fucking, you know, boop, 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 here's your slot. But anyway.
Here's your slut.
Here's your fucking slut. Here's your little slut.
I keep
what is my slut? What is she?
Please, I was promised one government slut.
I was told I would have a slut.
I want one government slut.
I have been checking Mal for 4 days now. No slut. Okay. Yeah. Where was I?
Imagine if Refresh was his name. That's his Indian name, Refresh.
Defresh. Defresh. Indian rapper. Defresh. It is me, Defresh. What's up? How you doing? Yeah. What's up, motherfucker?
You want to fucking play? Yeah.
You're down, motherfucker, for 100.
Okay, go ahead.
My wife.
You do anything to not say it. Go ahead.
My wife's stepdad.
Yes.
Worked. You know, he works in a tech industry. Let's say, and fucking we were at some party at one of his friends' houses one time because they like do a bunch of stuff together. They were in town. They're not normally in town. Hey, come meet us at this thing. Okay, no problem. You know, and it's like older gentlemen, obviously. Yes. And this one dude there is like, he's short and he's like very like tan salon tanned and he's fucking jacked, right? He's like lean jacked.
Awesome.
And he's dressed in like Ed Hardy and rhinestone pants type shit. He looks completely insane. Like I felt like I was getting schizophrenia from looking at him.
Yeah.
And it turns out this dude is a furry and he's like showing everybody all these pictures and videos of him dressed in for real, like a multi thousands of dollar custom furry suit.
Hell
and he's like breakdancing in it and shit. And I'm like, I didn't even know what to say. Like, I was like, you know me, I'll talk forever.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had no words. I just didn't even know how to interact with this guy. You know what I mean? And I ended up just kind of like shooting the shit with him. Like, oh, all right. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. You know, he's like a normal sort of guy.
You go nonverbal. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It just blew my mind. I'm like, I don't even know what to do. Drinking Pacificos, standing there watching him showing me his fucking furry dances.
For some reason, it doesn't make sense to me that the guy's older. Like, I feel like a furry is like a year 19. Or 18, or your lost soul, you know.
Well, that's kind of what blew my mind. This guy's like in his 50s, right? and like I said, he's fucking like he's like jacked and probably had some work done and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you know, it just looked very. It was a bizarre. I don't know. It's like the first time people do psychedelics was how I felt when I looked at this guy and interacted with him. I was like, I don't. There's too many things happening. I can't process all this information right now.
That's kind of crazy. Yeah. And did you end up like talking to him, going to one of his conventions? I would go. I would love.
Yeah,
to go.
I actually took a second loan out of my house. I got a $58,000 furry suit. Basically, it's shaped like a giant crab, and I go to these furry conventions, and I'm like, I'm a crab man.
I said my wife persona. Was actually my ex-wife because now I left her for this.
I left furry, her for the guy. I left her for the furry lifestyle.
Wolf, actually, I left her for the
for the fucking wolf, brother. That'd be cool as hell to like rent a Barney costume and then just go to one of those things and be like, hey, can I get some pussy around here?
No joke. I wouldn't want to necessarily interact with them, but it would be insane to go there. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I don't think I can handle it. I think I'm too. I'd get so mad so fast.
No,
you know what I mean?
War journalism, bro. You're like on the front, but you have no chance of getting shot. That's crazy.
You could be like Peter Van Agmail and just fucking document the fur war.
Omar Jalili, what's the guy you talked about?
Omid Jalili? You're going to be like Omid Jalili in a fur suit. Omid Jalili in a fur suit doing bits about Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
This has been the 8 Plates podcast. Had a fun time? Well, that was only a nibble compared to the millions of billions of hours of 8 Plates bonus episodes you can access on gumroad.com/8plates. Check it out and get a grip.